morning, everyone. Vayivoter Yaakov Levado. The pasuk tells us that when Yaakov Avinu split l'shnei machanos, Vayivoter Yaakov Levado, he was remained all alone. And Chazal tell us that the reason he remained alone is because he went back for pachim ketanim. He went back for small jugs. He went back for, you know, seemingly insignificant material things, which is very strange. Yaakov Avinu was a very wealthy person. Yaakov Avinu had just come back from Lavan, and he was full of riches. What was he interested in? A few little pachim ktanim. What was he interested in? These little jugs. He was just about to give Esau, his brother, an enormous gift, a gift which we'll see later on we're still going to benefit from. We will benefit. But Yaakov Avinu was giving Esau an enormous gift, an enormous monetary gift. So he's worried about a few jugs. That needs to be understood. It's a very similar situation that the Gemara brings. It's a Gemara in Brachas, I think of Dalit. The Gemara brings about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is an off-quoted Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was about to die. He was on his deathbed, and he was crying. So the Talmidim come into him, and they say to him, Rebbe, and they give him all sorts of accolades of who he was and how what a gadol he was and the man of Yisrael. And he says to them, why are you, they say to him, why are you crying? Such a tzaddik should cry. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if I were being brought to a melech basar v'dam, who's here today and gone tomorrow, whose punishments do not last forever, whose imprisonment doesn't last forever, I would also cry. But now that I'm being brought before Melech Malchei Amlochim, who you can't bribe, and you can't in any way try to mollify with words, and his lasts forever, he's eternal, no, I shouldn't cry. And then he goes on to say, but not only this, there are two paths open in front of me. One's leading to Gehenna, one's leading to Gan Eden. I don't know which one I'm going on. That's from Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he's crying. That's serious. That's really a serious moment in one's life. Then the Talmidim say, give us a bracha, Rebbe. And he gives them a bracha, Yehmer Shamayim Kimayra Basa Vedom. That you should have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you fear human beings. And we all know, this is there's no chiddush to us, that when we do something with the Alavai, no person ever saw me do this. And yet we know we're not worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Alavai, we should have the same kind of fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we have. Now these are all very serious matters. And then the Gemara says an amazing thing. Just as he is about to die, B'shach p'tirasoi, he says two things. Number one, panu kelim mipnei atumah, remove the kelim from the room because of the tumah, I'm going to die. And achinu kisei l'chizkiyohu melech Yehuda shavu. And prepare a chair because Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda is coming. Well, Chizkiyahu was gone a long time before. So Kiilu, Chizkiyahu Melech is coming to greet Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he says these two things. It's very similar. What's he worried about with Kalim? And you have to know, what Kalim is he worried about? He can only be worried about Klei Cheres, only earthenware, because all the other ones, he can be metired. Taken in the mikveh, you metire him. Klei Cheres, you have to break. So he's saying, he's worrying about these little jugs. Again, he's worrying about these clay carrots that are almost valueless. And he's worrying that they should not be broken and take him away because of the tumah. So what's he trying to tell us? Number one, about the kelim, and number two, about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So we have to understand who Chizkiyahu HaMelech was. The Gemara brings, it's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara brings that Chizkiyahu HaMelech should have been Mashiach. And the Muhammad of Sancheret, whom Chizkiyahu defeated, should have been the Muhammad of Gog and Magog, Mechemes Gog and Magog. What was this about Chizkiyahu HaMelech that he should have been Mashiach? What did Chizkiyahu HaMelech do that he should have been Mashiach? So number one, you have to know that when Sanherib came against Yerushalayim, this was the ultimate revolution. It was a true revolution. There never was and never will be such a revolution as what Sanherib did. He turned the world upside down and inside out. He literally took nations and relocated entire nations from one part of the world to the other part of the world. A total and complete mixture and confusion of the nations of the world. This is who Sanherib was. And yet, this powerful Melech, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, defeated. And how did he do it? How did he defeat him? By doing nothing. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did absolutely nothing. He went back into bed and he went to sleep and he said, Rabbanu Shalom, you take care of it. What does that mean? You have to understand what's going on here. David HaMelech and all the Malchi Yehuda who came before him, when they went to battle and they went out to fight, they knew that it wasn't they who were fighting, that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who was fighting. They knew that the victory is not theirs, but the victory is in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. They knew it wasn't their koyach, but it was the koyach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chizkiyahu said, I am not that great. In order for me to realize that it's only Kadosh Baruch Hu that's doing the fighting, I have to go to bed. I have to do nothing. And that, lamaisa, is the Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach is someone who gives his entire malchus over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not he that does the thing, but it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. He allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it for him, and he placed his entire malchus in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one thing that he accomplished. Because Chizkiyahu HaMelech accomplished one other thing. One other great achievement of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The Gemara brings, Chazal teach us, that Midan Ad Be'er Sheva, Bodku, they went from the top of Eretz Yisrael, or the bottom of Eretz Yisrael, all the way to the bottom, from Dan to Be'er Sheva, Velo Motsu, and they didn't find not a kotan or a katana that wasn't absolutely well versed in all the halachas of Tumah and Taharah. Midan v'ad Be'er Sheva, every yid, every child was so involved in Limud HaTorah in his door, there wasn't such a proliferation of Torah as in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Midan v'ad Be'er Sheva v'lo motsu yeled v'yaldo shelo hoyu b'kiyim v'zilchus Tumah. Entire. It was a mamish, a kiyum of the possible b'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem v'rab shloim b'noyich. Where were the kids? They weren't on the street. Where were the kids? They weren't on the other things that take away their attention from learning. They weren't even on the soccer field. They were all in the Beis HaMedrash. All the children were in the Beis HaMedrash. You have to understand what Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. It says Noatz Cherev Beis HaMedrash. He literally took a sword and he stuck it into the floor of the Beis HaMedrash, and he says that anyone that doesn't learn should literally be destroyed by this Cherev. What does it mean? So the Talmud Rav Zecharei Mevracha gave a magnificent understanding of what's going on here. What does he mean? No, it's Cherev in the Beis HaMedrash. If anyone should be killed. What he was saying is this. He wasn't doing it after the Rebbe. He wasn't doing it after the one who was given the charge to communicate Torah from one door to the other door. He was doing it as the Melech. And he was saying, we have no other defense. We have no other way to defend against Sanherib. So if anyone doesn't sit and learn Torah, you know what you're doing? You're putting national security at risk. He did it as the Melech. He put that Cherev and says, if you don't learn, you're causing a diminishing in our ability to defend Klal Yisrael. He did it as the Melech, not as the Rebbe. This was the accomplishment of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So through Torah, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was able to save Klal Yisrael from Sanherib, and he should have been Mashiach. Mora says why he wasn't Mashiach, because he didn't say Shira, he should have said Shira. Alright, but clearly the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who now comes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was the one who saved Klal Yisrael through Limud HaTorah. And with that, we can begin to understand why he came to greet Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. As Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was dying, because Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai did kemat the same thing, and he vanquished the Romans in the same way the Chizkiyahu HaMelech vanquished Sanherib. And here's how it went. You know the story. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was in the siege of Yerushalayim. The Biryonim didn't let anyone in and didn't let anyone out. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai realized that we have to make peace with the Romans because we're not going to win this. So he created a diversion. He made as if he was dead, and they took him out. And he comes to meet Vespasian. Vespasian was the Roman general. Comes to meet Vespasian, and he says, "Hail the Emperor of Rome!" And Vespasian, Aspasianus, turns to him and says, "Yemachuyev Misa twice. Once, how dare you call me the emperor? I'm not an emperor, I'm only a general. And number two, if I'm an emperor, where have you been until now? Why didn't you come?" And just as he's saying this, a rider comes up and announces the emperor died, Vespasian was elected the new emperor. Hail the Emperor of Rome. So clearly he answered both kashas. He didn't come until now because Hitaka wasn't the emperor. And now he said, "Hail the emperor," because he knew that the emperor in Rome died. So he said, "Such a great man. What do you want? What do you want?" So he says, "I want three things. I want number one, Yavne the Chachameho. I want the Chachamim who are sitting and learning in Yavne. I want Shum Shelter the Rabban Gamliel, that you should save the progeny of Rabban Gamliel. You should save the whole future of the leadership of Klal Yisrael. And Asya the Rav Tzadok HaKohen. And we want a doctor to take care of Rav Tzadok HaKohen." Because Rav Tzadok HaKohen fasted for 40 years. 40 years he was fasting, and he was, Gemara says it was unbelievable. You could see the food when they started to heal him. You could literally see the food being digested. He was so thin. There was nothing left of him. So these were the three things he asked for. Yavne the Chachamel. What is Yavne the Chachamel? So the Gemara Megillah tells us like this. And the Pasuk that talks about how we will be saved from all of our enemies and all of our oppressors throughout history. The Pasuk says like this. And when they'll be in the land of their oppressors and their enemies, I will not abhor him, and they will not sicken me to destroy them utterly, to nullify my covenant with them, ani Hashem Elokechem. So the Gemara darshans every one of these psukim. That's part of this pasuk. And lo ma'astim, say Chazal, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't abhor us, and that is in the time of the Kasdim when he gave us Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That's the Bavli. Lo gi'altim refers to the time of the Yevonim, where he gave us Matisyahu, Kohen Gadol, Chashmonoi, Ubonov, and Shimon HaTzadik. So he saved us that way. Lo Chaloisom is talking about the time of the Golus of Poras Umodai of Haman, and he gave us Mordechai and Esther. Lahofer Brisi Itom, to nullify the covenant with them, says the Gemara. What's that referring to? So the Gemara says, if you look carefully, the Gemara says in the time of the Parsim. Well, this has nothing to do with Parsim. The Parsim were much earlier. Why does it say Parsim here? So it's clear that the censor erased it and put in Parsim. Instead, it should be Ramoyim. It was the Romans. And he says, all the fortune learned that these were referring to the Romans, the end of the Argolus. But the censors changed it. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them? Beis Rebbe, the Chachmei Adoyus. If you want to know how we're surviving, it's Beis Rebbe, the Chachmei Adoyus. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is referring ultimately to Lavoi Shein Kol Uma V'Losh and Yochol Lishlot. So we see they darshan, the Gemara darshan each one of these psukim on the different galuses from Klal Yisrael and how we survived it. Beis Rebbe and Chachmei Hadoyrois is the Hatzola of our galus. That's the road. We're in galus, right? Galus Adoyim. So in the time of the Babylon, Yechanan, Mishael, and Azariah, in the time of the Yevonim, and the Chashmonoim and Shimon HaTzadik. What do we have? What we have in our time is a Rebbe in Chachmei HaDoros. This is how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai defeated the Romans. By asking for the Yavne the Chachamel, which ultimately turned into Beis Rebbe and Chachmei HaDoros, the continuity of Torah. This continuity of Torah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw, that without which we could not survive, that's what saved Klal Yisrael and will save Klal Yisrael from the Romans. Beis Rebbe and Chachmei HaDoros. Actually, we see here two things. Yes, for Asya the Rabbi Yochanan, Asya the Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen. So you see, Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen was the epitome of the Avodah. It's the Tefillah. So it's Tefillah and Torah together that he asked for. But okay, right now we're talking about Torah. Now it makes sense why Chizkiyahu HaMelech came to greet Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is about to leave this world. What did he do? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did exactly what Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. The same way Chizkiyahu HaMelech saved Klal Yisrael from Sancheriv by Noach Cherev and Beis HaMedrash. He was the one that put the Cherev in the Beis HaMedrash, and he demanded that through Torah, and only through Limud HaTorah, will Klal Yisrael be able to give over completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and save Klal Yisrael. So too Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they both did the same thing. Limud HaTorah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the rest. Right, now let's go back to what we originally started with, if you remember, with the Pachim Ketanim. What does this have to do with the Pachim Ketanim? So we all know that the Ma'aseh Avos Siman Labonim, which is the whole process by which we can understand anything, is by looking at the Shorashim, looking at the roots. If you want to know what's going on with us today, we have to look at our roots. What is the Ma'aseh Avos Siman Labonim to our Golus? That's our Av Yankiv Avinu. Yankiv Avinu was the Maaseh of a Siman Levonim for our Dor, because he was the only Av that went into Golus. We who are suffering in Golus, we who are outside of Eretz Yisrael, we who are not in control of Eretz Yisrael, we who don't have our own Malchus, we're in Golus. That was Yankiv Avinu. Why did he go back for the Pachim Ketanim? Yaakov Avinu went back to the Pachim Ketanim because his midah was Kilo Yidach Mimenu Nidach. Kilo Yidach Mimenu Nidach. No one is going to be left alone. There is nothing of Yaakov Avinu that could go to waste. Nothing of Yaakov Avinu, it says, my brother, carry the Yomav. There's nothing at all of Yaakov Avinu that could go to waste. Everything has to be totally incomplete. Mitotoy Shleima. My Rebbe, I've heard this from the Tzaddik Lebracha, used to say like this, and the role of the Avos. He said, Avram Avinu, he used to say it in English, I'll translate, Avram Avinu was the Eshte Gevorah now. Avram Avinu was the first one to become a Yid. Yitzchok Avinu was the Eshte Gevorah now. He was the first one to be born a Yid. Un Yankiv Avinu is the Eshte Fafalner. Once you're a Yid, you're always a Yid. Yisroel, Afal Pishachoto, Yisroelu. It doesn't matter how far away. Yisrael, as long as you identify as a Yisrael, Yisrael, Afal Pishachoto, Yisrael, apply to Yisrael. That's the midah of Yankiv Avinu. Yankiv Avinu's midah was Kilo Yidach Mimenu Nidach. Everything that comes from Yankiv Avinu, everything that emerged from Yankiv Avinu, every one of his children, every tipa o tipa, is either Klal Yisrael itself or a kinyan that belongs to Klal Yisrael. But it's all shaykes to Klal Yisrael. And this is why he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. Because nothing of Yankiv Avinu can be lost. Anything Yankiv Avinu put effort in has to remain Yankiv Avinu's. And this is pshat. Uvohu ahoydim me'eretz Ashur v'anidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ultimately, all of the nidochim, all of those who have been pushed away, as it were, all of them who are lost, will come back to Klal Yisrael. So you know who the Pachim Ketanim are? The Pachim Ketanim are all those Yidden who don't have a Shaychus to Klal Yisrael, who don't have a Shaychus to Torah Yisrael. They all have to be brought back, because Yisrael Afal Pi Shechoto Yisrael Hu. So too, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was also worried about the Pachim Tanim. He was also worried about these Yidolach that are away and that aren't connected to Torah. And he wanted to guard the Pachim Tanim, take the Pachim Tanim out so they shouldn't become Tomei. Because the only way a person can have a nefesh, can have a chelek, can Yankov Avinu, is through the Torah. And that was his midah as well. Yankov Avinu's midah was Torah. So what he was saying is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, take out the Pachim Tanim. Be worried about the Pachim Tanim. Be concerned about all those Yidden that aren't connected. Now, what happened when he went after the Pachim Tanim? Who started to fight with him? The Sar Yisrael Esav. The archangel of Esav comes along and he says, I'm fighting with Yankiv. I'm not going to let him get these Pachim Tanim. What does he say? Because the Sar Yisrael Esav knows that he must stop Yankiv Avinu from gathering back home the Pachim Tanim. Because the minute all the Pachim Tanim are all back into Klal Yisrael, he has no business anymore. He's gone, he's finished, he's out of business. Sar Yisrael Esav is lost. And that's our battle today too. With that system of Esav, which we are all subject to, that wants to prevent the Pachim Tanim from returning home. We too are waiting for the Shachar. Yaakov Avinu fought Ad Amud HaShachar, until it became light. What is the light? The light is the light of Torah. The light is the light of Mashiach. We're also waiting at Amud HaShachar when Esav, the perpetrator of all the evil that we are have been subjugated to for all these centuries and millennia, will be my Dala Brochas. And they'll say, no, Taka, the Derech HaTorah is the Derech HaEmes. That's what we're waiting for. And you know, we have to understand that we're holding in Kislev now, so we can talk a bit about Chanukah. That's what Chanukah was all about. That's who the Yavani wanted to do. And you have to understand, the Maral brings an amazing thing, that you know there were four Golos, Bavel, Horus Umadai, Yavon, and Rome. So the last of the Arba Golos, the last of the fourth Golos, has within it elements of the previous three. In other words, it's a mixture of all three. That's why it's lasting so long. And he says that it goes in order. The beginning of the Galus Yaraim had elements of Bava. The middle of Galus Raim had Parasamadai. The end of Galus Raimi, that's Yavan. Because that was the one in order, the last one. That's us. We're at the end of Galus Raim. We're at the point where we can hear the footsteps of see the beginning of the Shachar. It's going to happen soon. So what are we fighting? We're fighting Yavan. And the encroachment of Yavan into all of Klal Yisrael's Kedusha, everything that we hold clear and dear. Now we know the battle was for Torah, and the battle was for Shachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll take a look and analyze all the gezeiros that Yavan made on Klal Yisrael was to sever our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kislu Lachem, says the Medrash, al Keren Asher. Right on this Keren Asher, which the Gemara tells us that the Keren Asher was used when a woman could not nurse her child, they used the Keren Asher as a baby bottle. Kislu al Keren Asher, Shein Lachem Chelech Belekei Yisrael. They wanted to destroy Bris Milah. What was Bris Milah? That was the bris Miu Beinechem. That was the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The continuity of Klal Yisrael, that there'll always be a Klal Yisrael. B'Yisraelam. Wanted to sever it. What else did they want to sever? Shabbos. What was Shabbos? Shabbos is our Eidus. That's the Dar B'Yisraelam after that. There is a creator. Rosh Chodesh. What was Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh set our Moadim. Rosh Chodesh set our Yomim Tovim. Without Rosh Chodesh, we have no Yomim Tovim. What are the Yomim Tovim? The Moadim were the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for Klal Yisrael. It was the Nisim that he performed. Also our Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they had a Mudnik Zera, Mora brings in Ksuba called Psula HaNisas L'Ravi Tiboyel LaHegmon Tchila. When a Kala went into the chuppah, the first night belonged to the military officer, and indeed that's what brought about the revolution when Matisyahu's daughter was about to be taken to the military officer. What did he do? He killed him, and that caused the battle, and that caused the whole Indian of the Milchama with Yavan. What do they want? What's that? Stusidus. These military people could have had anyone they wanted, whenever they wanted, at any time. So Gafke Psula Nisasurvi. To permit me, I just want to, just I don't have a marker for it, coming from my own boy, but I think an important ha'ara. What's the Maisa Ova Simin Labanim for this miserable Gzeira? I believe that the Maisa Ova Simin Labanim for this was what we read in Parshas told us. Eila told us Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham ha'ilidas Yitzchok. And we all know that Leitzonei Hador said, Rashi brings it, Mi Avimelech Nisabra Sora. It's not Avimelech Nisabra Sora, but it minimizes the miracle. That Sora should have a baby at 90 is less of a miracle. Alright, so what have you accomplished? And they all knew that Sora was the mama. Rashi brings it that she Henika Bonim Sora, that Sora nursed all the children of the Sarim and Sarais that came at the Biyon Higam El Yitzchok at the Mishneh at the party. So she nursed them all. So clearly she was the mother. So what do they want? That is, Mi'avi Melech Nisabra Sora, to destroy Yiddish Yichis. They wanted to destroy the continuity that Yitzchok didn't come from Avram Avinu. We are Klal Yisrael because Avram holy that Yitzchok and Yitzchok had Yankiv, and it is through the three connection of Yankiv, Yitzchok and Avram Avinu. And even in last week's parsha, he says, Elokei Avicho Avram Elokei Yitzchok. This week that we read Shabbos, Modna, they all ask, why doesn't it say Elokei Avicho Yitzchok? Why does it say Elokei Avicho Avram? And that's the reason. To tell us that we are connected through Yitzchak to Avraham Avinu. So that's what they wanted to do. Tiboil Hegman Tchila, who's the father? Who's the father? No one knows who the father is. Was it the military officer? Was it the Chot? Who's the father? You destroy Yiddish Yichis, you destroy Yiddish continuity with the Nasira from Avla Ben. You've destroyed our ability to have a shaykhis to Elokei Yisrael. Kisu lechem al keren hashor she'en lechem chelek to Elokei Yisrael. So we at the end of Golus Yavon, or Golus Roy, have to know we're fighting Yavon. They want to destroy Jewish identity, Jewish yichis. They want to, and you see it happening. You see it happening in front of our eyes. Even from within. Without going into details. But this you have to know. That it's not just the Pachim Tanim that are out there that aren't here in the Beis Medrash. Each and every one of us has Pachim Tanim within ourselves. The part of ourselves that isn't doing Yod and Hashem. The part of ourselves that we all are familiar with. They are the Pachim Tanim within us that are left behind. As I'll say, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. If you want to be able to reconnect the Pachim Tanim that's within each and every one of us, it's through what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught when he said, I want that the Rebbe, that the Chachamim in Yavne should be saved. It is only through Limud HaTorah. Only through Limud HaTorah. Yavne v'Chachomeha. So that's our job now. And this is, of course, what the Torah way is all about. But you have to know that it's not just, oh, a nice thing we're doing, that we're spending a little bit of our day learning Torah. It is our Iker Chiyus. Without it, we've lost. We've lost the battle. We're fighting the same battle. Sarosh Shel Esav doesn't want the Pachim Tanim, not within us and not with outside of us, to come back to Yankiv Avinu. And the only way we're going to save the Pachim Tanim is through Limud HaTorah, being connected to Torah. The Gemara says that the Pasuk brings, the Yankov Avinu gave a present. So in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Malchei Tarshish v'iyim mincha yashivu. Ultimately, at the end of days, in the time of Mashiach, mincha yashivu, they're going to return a present. It's the Pshat, mincha yashivu, mincha yitnu. Third says that everything that Yankov Avinu gave over, that was his. It belonged to Yankov, and he gave it to Esav. That's coming back to us. Mincha yashivu. And they're going to return it with interest. Now let me tell you something. You make a cheshbon, that's the wealth of the world. That's the wealth of the world. They're getting ready to give it back. As we all know what's going on. Mincha, you know, they bought Manhattan Island for $40 from the Indians. You know you could buy Manhattan Island with the same $40? Had you invested it then. And it would have been accruing interest. Today too we could buy Manhattan Island. It's Zobazach. Mincha Yashivu! It's ours! All that wealth out there belongs to Klal Yisrael. And they will give it back to the Melech HaMashiach. And when that happens, that will be the material power of the Malchus of Mashiach. It's that everything that they have and built out there, the whole world that has been, the world of Esav, stems from the Matana that Yaakov Avinu gave to him. Now we're facing battlesome within and battlesome without. So we need help. And the only thing that can bring us closer to this geula that we're so desperately waiting for is our total connection and our intensifying our connection to Limud HaTorah. So we're waiting for the fall of Edom. We should be zoiche for the fall of Edom and the fall of Yishmael together, because they've joined forces. And that the Rambam brings, that ultimately that's going to be the final battle, when Yishmael and Esav join forces. And they're both trying to sever our connection to Torah. They're both trying to sever our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So may we quickly see the end of our pain, the end of our suffering of Ochenu Beis Yisrael, Kol Beis Yisrael. And may we finally see the return of what's truly ours, so that we will be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the grandeur and the covered, just as it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. This is our tefillah. Together with our Limud HaTorah and the Koyach HaTefillah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for, all the Pasuk Tanim will return home as HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally intended, and no part of Yaakov Avinu will be lost.